I'm asking about narrow, not haircuts.
Okay, see. So you really have, so you have three sugyas over here that seem to be dealing with the same issue. You have on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a question about which oils and wicks you're allowed to use. Right? Which oils and wicks you're allowed to use. So we say that what? We say that what? That Rav says that the wicks that you can't, the oils and the wicks that you don't use on Shabbos, you can still use them on Chanukah. Bain b'Shabbos, bain b'chol. Right? I'm sorry, ein madlikin b'Shabbos Chanukah. Right, that's Rav. And Rav Chista says you can be madlikin them on the chol, but not on Shabbos. Right? And Rav Zair says the name of Rav. that you can use them on Shabbos, on Chol and Shabbos, right? Because machlokas in terms of right. So Rav holds you can use. So why? So the Gemara says that this has to do with two questions, right? Kavso, whether you hold kavso zaklo or kavso ain zaklo, and whether you hold it's mutter or usher to use the candles, right? So Rashi says, so the Gemara says that according to Rav, Rav holds Kovsa Ein Zakhukla and Asur L'shtamish L'ora. So what does Asur L'shtamish L'ora have to do with this question? So he says that's why on Shabbos you're allowed to use it, correct? Because the reason why you're not allowed to use those oils and wicks on Shabbos is because you're going to use the light on Shabbos and you're going to come to adjust it. So since Rav holds that Osir L'shtamish L'ora, so therefore you don't have the chashash on Shabbos that you're going to adjust the fire, right? That's the sugi of Osir L'shtamish L'ora. Okay. And Rav holds what? Rav holds, the Gemara says, Mutu L'shtamish L'ora. Yeah. Right? Before this, from the daf from the other side. Rav is saying is explaining Rav Huna, right, Rav Huna. Okay, and then you have one more Gemara on the bottom that Rav says Omar Rav, Tzaruch Ner Acheres Lehishtamish L'Ora. Now, when you light the Ner Chanukah, you need another light. You need another Ner to use its or. Right? You need another Ner to use its or. So that also seems like a problem of being mishtamish with the Ner. Right? You need another candle light to use the or. Okay, and then you have this Gemara that we're going to focus on. Anyone want to read this Gemara? I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Asi. Go ahead. On Chaf Beis Amar Alf.
Also, the hearts of Ma'os connected in their Chanukah. You're not allowed to, Rashi says, the hearts of the Ma'os. You're not allowed to count money using the light of the hearts of the Ner Chanukah. Right. On?
Mm-hmm.
So, he Arisa commanded Shmuel. So, when I said this in front of Shmuel, Omar Lee, he said to me, the Ner Kedusha Yeshva. So, the Neros have Kedusha in them.
Right. What's the problem?
So, Maskev or Rabbi Yosef. So, Rabbi Yosef asked, if he dam kedusha yeshva, does dam have kedusha in it? Bistadia, we have an abraisa, b'shavach l'chasa, so when you spill out the blood, you have to cover it. B'ma sheshavach yichasa, and with what you spill it out, you should cover it. Shelo yichasenu b'rega, meaning you should not cover it with your foot. You shouldn't kick the dirt on with the blood with your foot. Shelo yiyu mitzvot kizuyas olah, so the mitzvot don't become light to you. Hachanami shelo yiyu mitzvot kizuyas olah, so here also they shouldn't.
Yeah. B'yodo sheshofach bo v'lo baraglo. Right. Ma sheshofach with your hand. Strange mark. Okay. Alright, so now you have another gemara here that says that you can't count money by the Ner. Can't count money by the Ner Chanukah. Yeah. And this Gemara seems to say that what? It's an inyan of bizei mitzvah. Okay.
Whereas we don't know what the problem of shemush was.
We don't know what the problem of shemush was. Rashi seems to say it's a problem of the nair being nicker.
Right.
Right. But so let's take a look. Let's take a look at the riff.
What do you mean nicker?
They said if you use it, then it's not nicker as a Hanukkah candle. On the Gemara of Asur L'Shtamish L'Ora. You see that over there? Okay, so the Rif quotes Rabbi Zera that you're in the name of Rav, that you're allowed to use any of the wicks and oils, any of the prohibited wicks and oils for the, you can use them for Chanukah, Hanukkah, whether it's Shabbos or Chol. Okay. Shmamina. Shmamina also l'shtamish. Right, so you see that since you're allowed to use them, on Shabbos, it must be that you can't. Since you're allowed to light with them on Shabbos, it must be that you can't use the or. Must be that you can't use the or, and since you can't use the or, you're not going to come to tilt it. Okay, that's one din. Okay, that's the question of kovsa zokla. So shmamina kovsa ain zokla. Okay, fine. So you learn both of those things. Okay. All right, we can stop with it there. But then if you take a look on the next daf, he also has the din. The riff also quotes our Gemara that we just read on Chof Beis Amalaf. At the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Asur L'Adlus Moski, Egin Ech Hanukkah. That's it. Okay. So that's the question. So he has both of these Gemaras. He has the Gemara that says in general it's Asur to be Mishtamish with the Or, and that you can't count money by the Or. So the question, so there seems to be redundancy, right? That's the problem here. It seems to be a redundancy. Why do you have both? Just say Asur L'Shtamish L'Ora. And then say what? What do you need to say you can't count money by the candle? Right? I mean, that's the problem. That's the underlying problem here. Okay, good. So the Balamor says that what? He says, according to the Shita that says it's also l'shtamesh l'orish on the Hanukkah, right? Then what does that mean? That means every tashmish. What does every tashmish mean? Even a tashmish of mitzvah and kedusha. Why? Bafilu suda shavas uva suda mitzvah.
Is the problem that if you use kolma?
First question is whether you're allowed to use the neros or not. Right, that's a din in Ner Chanukah. Now you have a shayla on Shabbos. What do I do? So you say, well, so he's saying that's what the Gemara is saying. It depends on what you hold about whether or not it's mutter. If you hold it's usher, it's not usher on Shabbos. It's always usher used in the air, right? So then on Shabbos you're not going to have any worry, because it's off limits anyway. But if you hold normally that you can use the air, so then Shabbos is going to come and you're going to use the air. So then you would be usher to use those oils and wicks that are inferior. You understand the reason why those oils and wicks are prohibited in Shabbos is because they're inferior. And since they're inferior, they're not going to burn well. And when you use them, you're going to try to adjust them.
So if you have a good wick, you can use it and can move it on Shabbos?
No.
So on Shabbos, so for near Shabbos, since it does throw light onto the Shabbos table, right? So you're allowed to use the Ner Shabbos. I just question how close you can read to Ner Shabbos. But you can use, since you're allowed to use it, we set certain guidelines for what type of Neros, what type of wicks and oils you have to use. Since you can use them, we want to make sure you use good stuff so that you won't come to move it. So since we say that you're allowed to use any wick and oil on Shabbos for the Ner Chanukah, we derive from that that the Ner Chanukah is usher to use at all. And that's the only reason why you can use an inferior wicking oil. Right? That plus the fact that Kavsa Ein Zakua, that even if it goes out, we don't care. Okay? Alright. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, and that must be true, what he's saying. So the Baal HaMor is saying, if you say Aser L'shtamesh L'ora, it means you can't even use it for a mitzvah. Because if you could use it for a mitzvah, then on Shabbos you wouldn't be allowed to light with the inferior wicks and oils. Because the Shabbos meal itself is a mitzvah, he says. Right? So, Aser L'shtamesh L'ora means it's completely off limits. Not even for a tashmish of mitzvah. Okay, so you see already we got one categorical thing going on over here. Tashmish, Ister HaNoah, and Ister HaNoah Kol Iker, that's what he's saying. And that means not even Tashmish Shel Mitzvah, which is apparently above and beyond the norm for an ordinary Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. Right? He's implying that. You'll see he's going to explain that right soon. But the implication is here right now, that an ordinary Cheftza Shel Mitzvah wouldn't be usher for the Tashmish of another mitzvah. This is something special over here. Ner Chanukah is a unique case that you cannot even use the Ner for another mitzvah, for another Tashmish of mitzvah. So why? He has to give a reason for that. Why? It's a funny idea. That they made the Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah is a Zecher to the Ner and the Shemen in the Mikdash. And the Ner and the Shemen in the Mikdash are Asuros Bahana.
Even for other mitzvahs.
Interesting. I mean, okay, go ahead. The ulamandam, so that's the one mandam. The mandam, which is also l'shtamish l'ora, holds that the Ner Chanukah is like a zecher to the Ner in the mikdash. And that's why it's asur b'hano. Right? Ulamanda Omar. Okay. So he's trying to show you, so he's saying it is a machlokas. The two Gemaras are really arguing. The Gemara that says asur l'shtamesh l'ora holds that the Ner is a din of hekdesh almost, right? It's a din of like the Ner and the Heichal. It's a strange idea. How the Misakim something like that. But according to the other Manda Amar, it doesn't have a din like that. That's how he's learning. What does he mean? Asur l'hartzos ma'os. What does asur l'hartzos ma'os mean to the Baal HaMor? What category is asur l'hartzos ma'os? That's ultimately true, but what category of use is it?
Chol.
That's the way he's learning. He's saying when the Gemara says asur l'shtamesh l'ora, that means all tashmish. All tashmish means tashmish of mitzvah as well, right? And when the Gemara says later asur l'hartzos ma'os, that's a category of tashmish of chol. So it's a machlokas. First Gemara says asur l'shtamesh, even a tashmish of mitzvah. And the second Gemara says it's only usher for tashmish of chol.
I don't understand the category of tashmish of chol.
Okay, that's what I'm going to explain next. Ukidakor pirish taimei because of bizei mitzvah. So the bizei, so tashmish of chol is a problem of bizei mitzvah. Of a tashmish mitzvah, the tashmish kedusha, mutlish tashmish l'ora. So that would be the nafkmina. According to the mandamer, it says, usher l'hartzos mos keneged. Can I get an air? Can I get an air?
Yeah.
So it'd be fine to illuminate your sefer while you're reading. It'd be fine to illuminate a sefer. Well, forget about Shabbos. Let's just deal with the weekday. It would be fine to illuminate a sefer to read, to learn the Talmud Torah, or if you had a Suda's mitzvah, it'd be fine to use that candle. Right, no, so asur l'shtamesh l'ora would include even a sudas mitzvah, namely sudas Shabbos. And that's the only reason why you're allowed to use the inferior wicks and oils. Because you cannot even use the Ner Chanukah for a mitzvah. Right? Can't use it for a mitzvah. But if you hold asur l'hartzos mos, then it's dafka tashmish of chol. So that's the machlokas. That's the first machlokas you have in the Baal HaMor. Machlokas is what? It's a difficult kind of machlokas. It's a strange machlokas. Machlokas is, did they create Ner Chanukah with an isser of Hanah to be Zecher LeMikdash? Or is it an ordinary Cheftashel Mitzvah, and it only has the din of Bizei Mitzvah? Nafkamina would be Tashrish of Kedusha, Tashrish of Mitzvah. If you hold the first way, that it really has a din of a Ner Shebehechal, then you can't use it for any Mitzvah. If it's just a din of Bizei Mitzvah, so then you could use it for Mitzvah. But the Ran also has that. See, the Ran also has that idea of the Balamor. He says, Pirish. Kol Tashmishin. Afilu by Hilchos Ner Chanukah. The first one in Chanukah. Kol Tashmishin. Vafilu Tashmish Mitzvah. The Kaven Sh'al Yidei Neis Shinasa B'Menorah Tiknuha. Asa'ua Kimenorah. The Amish Damshin Baklal. And it's an ordinary... No, it's what's difficult is how are they misaking something like that? I mean, maybe it's not difficult. Maybe I'm just having a hard time with it. It's a regular Chetzer Shel Mitzvah. Did they make it like a different type of a Chetzer Shel Mitzvah? Well, they make it like a Chetzer Shel Mitzvah, and then another Isser, and then a separate Isser Hanah, Midrabanan Isser Hanah. Right, but the menorah of the Heichel is not an external Isra Hanah. The menorah of the Heichel is because it's hektish. So you could say like this. You could say that the Isra Hanah is really part of the mitzvah itself. You understand? That the mitzvah really is to create a zecher to the Heichel. That's the mitzvah. To create a ner that's a zecher to the menorah. So part of creating that mitzvah, part of creating it is to be noeg in Isra Hanah. It's not a true Isra Hanah. It's like part of the mitzvah itself. You hear what I'm saying? Positive kiyum, correct. Correct, like, right. It's a positive kiyum. The Isra Hanah, there is no real Isra Hanah yet.
You're saying that creates the Zecher too?
That creates the Zecher. What's the Zecher? The Zecher is to be madlik and to treat it that way.
Wouldn't
now you can say, so why can't I go and sue somebody else's Ner Chanukah? That's his problem. But apparently, the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah, the Chetzer Shel Mitzvah, you can't destroy Chetzer Shel Mitzvah. Yeah.
I mean, isn't the Mitzvah Roa has a din in Ner Chanukah also?
Right, it's true. The Roa is involved too. The Roa is involved too in there. You're not, it's not someone else's Ner.
It's not just I'm destroying his Chetzer Shel Mitzvah. Ner Chanukah also.
Two components.
Right, so
the Mitzvah has two components. The Mitzvah is to be Madlik and Ner Shel Zecher. So two components. One is to be Madlik, of course. And then the other is to be noheg, to treat it like the ner and the heichal. So that's, in other words, what I'm trying to say is that normally the Isra Hanah comes from what the Cheftza is. Cheftza is something. Cheftza is Davar Shebikedusha. And that demands a nihug. But there's no Kedusha over here. That's what bothers me. There's no Kedusha over here. Mechineros Kedushi Yishmael? Shmuel wasn't, Shmuel knew what he was talking about. Mechiner Kedushi Yishmael? There's no Kedusha in there. There's no Kedusha in there. So what am I reacting to? Now, it's normally an Isra Hanah is a reaction to a reality. And.
There's no Kedusha in there.
Very nice. No, it's like a Sefer Torah is Kedusha. Right? Sefer Torah is Kedusha. Can't be Nana or Hektish. Can't be, there's an Isser to be Nana. If you're Nana from a Karbon, if you're Nana from Kudshim, that's an Isser, that's an Isser of Raisa, an Isser of Mila.
Right, but that's not because of Zekah or anything.
Right, so that's because there's really Kedusha there.
Right, so what kind of idea is what's wrong with just because it's Zekah, so then it drags along this
Isser? Oh, so that's what I'm trying to explain. That's what was bothering me.
What kind of mechanism is that?
So that's what's bothering me. So it doesn't, what bothers me is that how do they create this reality in a nair? Right? So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying possibly it's the other way around. Possibly it's the other way around. That they want to create an idea of zecher. The nair should be a zecher to the heichal. Right? So part of the Isser HaNoah is not in reaction to what the thing is. It's part of the mitzvah itself of creating a zecher to the heichal. Mm-hmm. I light it and I treat it a certain way. That creates the zecher. So we have like a zecher to the carbon pesach on the Seder plate. Right? So what do? We don't roast it. I mean, we don't cook it. We're not mavashal it. We only roast it.
Right.
We only roast it.
Opposite of what we're saying. We're not doing what they did.
No, but that's what they did by the neros. You're not mishtamish with the ner of the menorah.
It's a zecher to the neros, but you weren't mishtamish to.
Well, they did roast it.
In other words, a zecher means that we give it all of the accidents of the thing, but it's not the thing itself. We don't eat the roasted piece of meat on the night of the seder, because then it would look like you're doing kudshim b'chutz. So we have it's a balance. We want a zecher, but we don't really want to say it's kudshim, because then it'd be iser to have kudshim in Far Rockaway. Not to record in Pesach in Far Rockaway, right? So zecher means that we give it all of the qualities. But what I'm saying is, Isser HaNoah is not something that you can't give it a quality of Isser HaNoah. You can't give something the quality of Isser HaNoah, because Isser HaNoah by definition stems from the thing's own designation. Because why is there Isser HaNoah? Because the thing is designated. All of it's designated for a higher purpose, so that you can't be nene from it.
Here's not the idea of Isser HaNoah.
You can't make that up over here, right? So all we can do is to give it that quality is that we have to be knowing Isser HaNoah. In order to give it the quality, in order to give it the zecher of the ner shebeichal. But the point is, but the chilek I'm trying to make, and this is the main point I'm trying to make, is that it's part of the mitzvah. It's part of the asiyah of your mitzvah. It's not really an Isser HaNoah as a reaction to something's true identity. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't have that. So then the Isser HaNoah is part of the mitzvah to be knowing like that. It's not truly an Isser HaNoah.
It's odd, because you're saying that...
Is it? In other words, it's not Hilchos Kedusha. The Isser HaNoah doesn't come from Hilchos, doesn't stem, you can't categorize the Isser HaNoah of the Ner in Hilchos Kedusha, or Dvarim Sheva Kedusha. It's Hilchos Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. How are you madlik the Ner Chanukah? How do you create the entity of Ner Chanukah? By doing the Maisa Hadlakah and then not using them. That's dafka how you make the Ner Chanukah. Doesn't everybody sing a Ner Solelo? Ve'eimam lu rishus lehishtamesh bohem el leros levad. So that's part of the, that's why they sing it right away. Because that's part of the kviyas of the Ner. Saying it's not a Ner of Tashmish. El leros levad. Why does it say el leros levad? It's to include Tashmish mitzvah. Eimam lu rishus lehishtamesh bohem. So you say, I ain't longer rishus, avotash mishom mitzvah mutter, kamash milon, el lerosim levad. Right? Yeah, so what if you lit them and then used them? It's a good question. So what if you lit them and then used them? You lit them and then, well, what do you say about that, Isaac? Isaac, what do you say about that? You light the Ner Chanukah, and then you roast the marshmallow on top.
See, you wouldn't be here.
See, the only thing is, we old kavsa ain't zakagla. But it's not a silly question. You could say that it's no good, because we'll see. When we get through it, we'll see. The Ramban seems to say it's no good. words, you could say like this. You could say kovsa ein zakla is better than roasting the marshmallow. Because when you roast the marshmallow, I think the Ramban mentions a similar idea. Well, that then you can say, lemafreya, the roa will say he didn't light it for the Ner Chanukah. It could be a problem with the roa. I'm saying if it goes out and you yotze, so then it just goes by the moment you lit it. So I'm trying to remove his question. I say that he's asking me, what if you lit it and then you violated it?
Right.
Will that possibly? So I'm saying, yeah, but if you lit it and it went out, it's still good. So kavachom if you lit it, and so once you see that once it's lit, yotze. So I'm saying no, but it could be worse if you light it and use it. Because you could say the rower will now say he never lit it l'shem mitzvah. Kovsa and zakhma. Exactly.
Also,
obvious of the candle. In other words, if it went out, then the rower who saw it was good, and there's no rower that's going to be so sere that the hadlaka.
Mm-hmm.
But if you roasted something right, you could say that rower will be so sere that thing. I don't know. It's a good question. Something to think about. I'm not ready. His question, that if you're going to say, whatever, it's a general question, it's not just a question on the Shita, whatever you say, well, you're right, you mean it's Rashi, it's like a question on Rashi's way of learning, because Rashi is saying a similar thing, that it has to be Nicker. I mean, it could be that Rashi's learning a pshat like this, that he says, Aslo Shtamish La'ora, he says, because the Roeh, because you have to be Koveyed as a Ner, it's not Shal Tashmish, that's the Iker of Ner Chanukah. That's the Iker of Ner Chanukah. She nikashu near mitzvah. Right? So what if you undo that? So that's a good question. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is the question is going to be, can you say that once you lit it, it already has that shame? And once you use it later, will that destroy it? I don't know. It's a good question. In other words, so that's the machlokus over here. It would seem that that's the machlokus. Is the participation of the mitzvah cease with the hadlaka? You know what I mean? That would seem to be the machlokus over here. That would seem to be the machlokus, right? Are you going to say it's a regular chetzshal mitzvah or not? Question is, everybody agrees it's for the nair is for the piercing of the nair shebehechal, right? That's not a question.
Was that included?
It's not a regular
mitzvah. What is not a regular chafshal mitzvah? It has to be a regular chafshal mitzvah to use to do mitzvah.
I know. So what do you mean?
Right.
It's special, not like ours.
So that seems to be the question over here. That everybody agrees that the Ner was like the Ran says, that Al Yedei Nei Shenasa B'Menorah Tiknua.
Right.
But the question is, were they Mesakein just Hadlaka, like an ordinary Maisa Mitzvah? Mm-hmm. Or because of the Zecher, were they Mesakein Hadlaka and a behavior? A hadlaka and a behavior, or just a hadlaka? You understand? If you're going to say just hadlaka, then it cannot have any din of Isra Hanah. It just has to be a regular chafshal mitzvah. For Pirsa Manes, they made a mitzvah hadlaka, but hadlaka is the end of the asiyah. Baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Hakshem Tzivanu. Right? What do you say? Hadlak ner, sheh. Hanukkah? Okay. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is hadlaka.
No.
Now you have a chafshal mitzvah. Now we go back to the regular rules of chafshal mitzvah. If it's a chafshal mitzvah, you can't do bizei mitzvah. Right? But if you hold that for Ner Chanukah, they went extra, and they were masaking a different type of a tzur over here, in order to make it a Ner Shebehechal, they said there's a hadlaka and a nihug. It's an interesting idea. That's the machlokas. Everybody agrees it's from the ner in the heichal. The question is, were they mesakein an institution of zecher through a isur hanah itself? But that would be part of the asiyas hamitzvah. Yeah, the money, right? So he says, and Shmuel, who was astounded by the isur of counting the money, said, what's going on here? Does the Nair have Kedusha?
So,
Lo sovar le.
Lo sovar le or lo sovar le?
No. Lo sovar le de ispe srach kedusha. He doesn't hold that the nair has any kedusha, right? He rejects the position of asul mishtamish laora. Velo mishum isra no v'mishtamish laora. Velo havi, and there's no isra no of being mishtamish with the nair, with the light. Velo havi kai gavna bizei mitzvah ladaite. And it's not even considered a bizei mitzvah according to Shmuel. Now you're getting into the second machlokas.
What's the difference between velo srach mishum, velo mishum isra no?
It's a good question. It sounds like he has three things over here, right? He doesn't hold that there's any Srach Kedusha. That would seem to be his first, the Asur L'Shtamish Laora, right? And it's not because of any Isra Hanor in the Tashmish of the light, right? And it's not a Bizei Mitzvah. And it's not a Bizei Mitzvah. It's a good question. What's the middle one?
And according to this stage, how is he learning that first Gemara of Asur L'Shtamish?
So he rejects Asur L'Shtamish. So Shmuel rejects Asur L'Shtamish. Okay, that's a good question.
How is he learning of the Gemara of Asur L'Shtamish?
He's learning the same way, but he disagrees. He knows there is no Srach Kedusha there. There is no idea of Zecha.
And he's referencing that Gemara in two ways, by these two things?
Is the Baal HaMor doing? Let's just see. The Baal HaMor is saying like this. Saying Shmuel says there's no problem to use the Nair to count the money. Okay? So there's two things. He doesn't agree with the idea that there's any Zecha to the Nair Shebehechal. Okay? So there's no Isser HaNor at all. Alright? There's no Isser to be Nene from the thing. And there's no iser of bizoy mitzvah in this way. Velo havi kehai gavna bizoy mitzvah. This type of a use is not a bizoy mitzvah. Why? Velo medami le lekisu adam biregel kidem medami le Rav Yosef. He does not compare it. He does not compare using the light of the candle to Bizoy to kisui adam with the foot, like Rav Yosef does, ad demishtamish begufo shel ner, until you actually use the guf of the ner. Kemo shemachas adam beregel. So he's saying that's the second machlokas. Second machlokas is that what? That the Gemara says, everybody agrees that there's an idea of bizoy mitzvah that we derive from kisui adam. Right? Whatever that is, as strange as that sounds, there's an idea over there that you can apply from Kisui Adam to other mitzvahs. And the machlokas is the application. Shmuel says it's only when it's just like Kisui Adam. What's Kisui Adam? I don't know exactly. That's considered the guf of the thing. So that's considered the guf of the thing. Yemachase beregel. Yemachase hadam beregel. That's the gufa thing. Flame shot is because that's the dam. Right? Or that's the offer. You mishtamish with the guf of the thing. But he says, by Ner Chanukah, if I'm across from the candle, keneged aner, I'm across from the candle, that Shmuel does not consider being mishtamish with the guf haner. That's with the or haner, not the guf haner. What would be the guf haner? Lighting something in it. Yeah, like taking a stick and burning something.
Lighting something from the fire.
Right? Because that's the next, that's what he says. He says, because that's the problem of Minyan L'Ner.
Oh, I see, that's what he's about that. Okay.
Right.
What about using...
Can't use a stick. That Gemara says, that according to Shmuel, you can't use a stick to light Minyan L'Ner. That would be using the guf of the candle. Because you're lighting it on fire.
No, I meant the candle as opposed to the plant. So no. Let's say you use it as a paperweight. Would that be a problem?
To use the... Well, what is the candle? The candle is really the oil and the
right, that's what I'm saying. So we don't care about the candle, we just care about the flame.
The flame. Okay. The flame.
Right.
Yeah. Good question. Okay, so he says, "Maskana de Shmaita, de Chayshinam b'nei Chanukah l'bizui mitzvahs." This is how the Balamor winds up. That we are choshesh for biza mitzvah b'nei Chanukah. Afilu l'shlamish l'ora l'davar rishus. Kigon hatzos mali. So he agrees against Shmuel. He holds against Shmuel, right? That is a biza mitzvah. Aval kedusha ein ba umutzel l'shlamish l'ora tashmish shel mitzvah. But it has no kedusha, and you're allowed to use it for a tashmish of mitzvah. So what about that third Gemara that says you need a ner in the house? Even if you hold, you're allowed to use the ner, right? So you could use it for a for mitzvah. Kol tashmish ba'olam, even if you held that you could use it for everything, behad de rava moda shetzarech ner acheres. In other words, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, right? Because you can use the or for anything, even to count money. But still, even Shmuel would agree you need another ner in the room. Why? Shelo yeharoe omer letzarko hu da'adlaka. Right. So okay, so let's try to do this. Let's try to see if we can define the machlokas Shmuel and Rav Yosef of what's biza mitzvah, and but you have to think like what's the comparison from Dam? I mean, what's the comparison from Dam? I mean, what's he doing by Dam? Right, we discussed this 2 years ago a little bit, but the question is, and also the third requirement of Rava. All right, and then we'll start the Ramban. Okay, but you'll see that the Balamor is the Balamor.